Joe Biden stumbles through edited podcast, claims coronavirus critique not political. By Kyle Olson on March 31, 2020. Democrat presidential frontrunner Joe Biden launched a podcast on Monday, and even editing couldn't save him from stumbling through it. Titled Here's the Deal, which claims to provide a voice of clarity during uncertain times, Biden featured his former chief of staff and Obama Ebola response coordinator, Ron Klain. "Ron, with your permission, we're going to ask a few questions, if that's okay," host Biden said. Biden claimed that his intent was not to be political, but it immediately became so. "The coronavirus isn't Donald Trump's fault, but how we're responding to it is," Klain said. Klain compared what he said were the responses by the U.S. and South Korea, and claimed the U.S. has done less testing despite cases in both countries on the exact same day. He said, "There's no reason this country should be so far behind nations like South Korea in testing its people. We have the same technology, we have the same experts, we have even better doctors and healthcare facilities, and yet, we're really far behind. That problem falls squarely on the shoulders of President Trump and his administration. I am determined that this should not be political. This is not about partisan politics," Biden insisted, before going back to criticizing Trump's actions. "The president notoriously is rejecting the advice of scientists and doctors. He's not listening to people," Klain said. "He just wasn't listening to these great experts we have in the government. Nonpartisan experts," he claimed, before citing Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci himself has made statements that are contrary to Klain's. "When I have made recommendations, he has taken them," Fauci told Mull. "The idea of just pitting one against the other is just not helpful." Klain said Trump pushed Fauci aside. Whatever he went, his own politics, his own gut. Later, Biden fielded prepared questions from people around the country who used a studio microphone to read them. The candidate and Klain played it off as though it was impromptu and they had never heard them. Biden was asked what he is doing to prevent the spread of the virus, and he said he is no longer holding rallies and he is not traveling around the country. Even when his grandkids come over, he maintains his distance. "I have a back porch, and the kids sit out on the back porch, on the grass and chairs. We sit in the porch and we talk," he said. "I always bribe them with a little bit of ice cream that I drop over the porch there," Biden added. During another answer, he tripped over saying social distancing, before saying, "It's critical the president not resort to fear-mongering. Also, baseless downplaying or lying about the situation." He added, "The president needs to be honest," and told the questioner, "Your generation is the best educated, most informed, most engaged education in American history, group in American history." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.